Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate your tuning in. We hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program, because it's our intended purpose to speak only those things that are found in God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a comment concerning something that we say on the program, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to consider and study on the program, certainly we'd love to hear from you, and you can contact us by the address given by the announcer, or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. The Word of God makes a sharp distinction between the doctrines of God and the doctrines of men. Paul had Timothy to stay at Ephesus, so that he might charge some that they teach no other doctrine, and that, of course, would be referring to God, the doctrine of God, and to steer clear of what he called fables and endless genealogies. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, let's just simply read verses 3 and 4. As I urged you when I went into Macedonia, remain in Ephesus, that you may charge some that they teach no other doctrine, nor give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which cause disputes rather than godly edification, which is in faith. You see, Paul's objective in this was godly edifying in faith. It was the Gnostics that dabbled in the endless genealogies that's been made mention of here. And they did this with fables or myths, and they produced and encouraged debate rather than the stewardship of God that faithful saints need to have. And those some that were to be instructed, they're not named, but doubtless we know that Paul and Timothy no doubt knew. Although there are going to be three that are specifically named later on, four, they're not holding to the truth. But see, the present always offers insight into future conditions. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, notice what we read, beginning with verse 1. Now the Spirit expressly states that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, and having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from food that God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. So, we notice as we go on back to the first chapter of Timothy, we know that Hymenaeus and Alexander are two that had already fallen prey, obviously, to Satan's tricks, as well as a man by the name of Philetus, who, too, is named with the leading heretics that obviously were there in the church at Ephesus. Hymenaeus is mentioned in 1 Timothy 1, there in verse 19, having faith and a good conscience, which some, having rejected concerning the faith, have suffered shipwreck, of whom are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I delivered to Satan, that they might learn not to blaspheme. It's also that they are mentioned in the second letter that Paul wrote to Timothy. In 2 Timothy 2, notice what we read in verse 16, beginning. But shun profane and idle babbling, or they will increase to more ungodliness, and their message will spread like cancer. Hymenaeus and Philetus are of this sort, who, having strayed concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection is past already, and they overthrow the faith of some. So the teaching of these men amounted to nothing more than godless chatter. Would either of these three men admit that their teaching was profane? Would they admit that it was vain, and that it would cause only damage to the faith? You see, the naive and the biblically illiterate are everywhere, and can be used by evil men just like these that are named here, that have their own agenda. And no doubt, these men thought that they had the truth, and thinking they had the truth, they were determined, and they no doubt did, in a very dogmatic fashion, go about spreading the things that they believed, even though the chatter only produced destruction in what was right. They were, as far as they were concerned, they were contending for the faith, to hear them tell it. And yet, Revelation calls their action departure from the faith. It calls it giving heed to seduction spirits and doctrines of devils. It calls it speaking lies and hypocrisy, and consequently getting their own consciences seared. You see, these teachers have their counterparts today. No, they didn't disappear and go away after the first century. And their works identify with them. And what those works are? Division, alienation. And friends, isn't that what we see in the religious world being full of today? Certainly it is. Remember and remind. Those are two words that are often used by Paul, obviously because of their importance. He said to Timothy in 1 Timothy 4, verse 13, "Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine." Reading requires, obviously, the gathering of exact knowledge of, or to recognize, to discern, especially to read. This is from Harper's Lexicon. The word exhortation basically is a summons, and in this case, it is for exhortation, admonition, and encouragement. That's what Henry Thayer gives as a definition. And then it says, attention to doctrine. That's about instruction, making possible that we might be taught or that we might learn. You see, the work of a gospel preacher is pretty much summed up in the requirements that are stated in this verse. Knowing the truth sufficiently well to read it to the benefit of all, and to be eagerly responding to those that are in need of exhortation, admonition, and encouragement, and to share with others the wonderful things that are revealed in God's revelation, so that they might learn those very same truths. See, this is full-time work for all preachers, young and old. And two, it was the elders at Ephesus. You recall that Paul reminds them that he had for 3 years with tears warned through gospel teaching of the evil that was coming their way. Let's go back to Acts chapter 20 and pick up a reading starting with verse 27. He says, "For I've not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God. Therefore take heed to yourselves and to all of the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Also from among yourselves men will rise up, speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after themselves. Therefore watch and remember that for 3 years I did not cease to warn everyone night and day with tears. So we see that the vanity in some of these elders to have followers, even if it meant, and certainly it would mean, the division of the church, motivated them to speak perversions. Again, more godless chatter. The truth is, we all have the right to make choices. We have a choice to teach the truth in love. That's what we're commanded to do in Ephesians 4, verse 15. Or we have the choice to pervert the truth that saves and unites, as Acts 20 that we just read shows. See, we must have solid conviction within our hearts that we have studied sufficiently to draw a correct conclusion on what a particular verse teaches before we speak it to others and affirm it to be what God says. Remember 1 Peter 4, verse 11? If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. Oracles is words. If any man speak, let him speak the words of God. So preaching the gospel was a matter of grave concern to the Apostle Paul. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9 and verse 16, listen to what he says. For if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yes, woe is me if I do not preach the gospel. We know that Paul had revelations that the Lord gave him to speak, and in godly reverence he preached them. He made it very clear to the churches of Galatia in Galatians chapter 1 and verse 12 that these things that he taught, the things that he preached, he was not taught of men, but that he had received what he was teaching by the revelation of Jesus Christ. That's in Galatians chapter 1 and verse 12. And Paul also made the statement in 1 Corinthians 9 and verse 22, I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. You see, this is a reflection of his willingness to go the extra mile in teaching people. He could compromise his feelings in some matters to influence people to salvation, but he was not, nor did he ever, compromise the matters of faith. He would not be moved to compromise the truth. Friends, the Bible account of the cross should be something that never grows old if we are faithful Christians. And when we reach that sunset of our lives, let us refuse any idle talk like what that's mentioned in 1 Timothy 1 and verse 6. Instead, let us cling to the rock of truth by whom we have overcome the storms in life. Let our lives have purpose. Let our purpose be conceived and developed in faithful Bible teaching that will give us influence to continue to live better before God. Let's not give 1 minute of our time to godless chatter. Our time is better spent in the actual study of God's Word. We appreciate you listening. Our time is up. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. And it's till then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock PM. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org. where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.